It's another thought journey, and I'm glad. It's another thought journey, and I'm glad.
Welcome to Change People Today, the Church Broadcast, with your host, Bishop R. Bell, a voice unto the world, better known as the Thug Bishop. Now, get ready to receive Thug Revelation.
Thugs up, people. I am Bishop Bell, better known as the Thug Bishop. T-H-U-G-G. It stands for True Homies Under God's Grace. People, each week, I say you better look out. Look out for me, because I'm coming through like a thug hurricane, or thugaluya. Father, we just thank you. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for all Thug listeners, sponsors, and supporters all around the world. God, I pray that you would touch each and every heart, Lord, that would hear this powerful word, and it will never be the same. In Jesus' name, we pray, thugaluya and amen. All right, people, look, last week I talked to you as I was ending. I was telling you about it. You know what I'm saying? We got to talk about the generation of the young folks coming up right now. It is too many people that is claiming to be leaders. Listen to what I'm saying. It's claiming to be leaders, but how are we really leading the kids? Are we really leading them in the fullness of righteousness the way that it's supposed to be? Now, when y'all hear the Thug Church, Change People Today, Thug Church broadcast, it's going to be very different. It's not going to be just coming straight from the Bible like that, because I want to talk on more. I'm going to quote scriptures to you, but I'm going to talk on more things about what's going on in our communities. Seriously, this is the gospel. This is the good news. Matter of fact, I even call it a gossip. If you want to gossip about something, this is what we need to be gossiping about right now, okay? Spreading the good news, talking about how we going to live right among our young people that are coming up under us. We say we love them. Well, if we love them then that means that we got to be the perfect example leaders for their life. Matter of fact, that's what God wants from us. Now, in the book of Matthew, in the 18th chapter, y'all can read it for yourself, between maybe verse 1 to 10, you know, the first couple of verses, it talks about the disciples was asking Jesus about children. But Jesus was just saying, look, whoever won't humble themselves, though, listen to this. Like a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. This is deep. If you will not enter, if you will not humble yourself as a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So, what is it so much that God love about young people? I'm gonna tell you what He loves. Young people are very open-minded. They're willing to learn. I love to work around young people way more than I would ever love to deal with older folks. Older folks, I'm just telling you, because young people, their minds are open. They want to learn. They don't get all caught up and get stubborn and, you know, be trying to fight up and buck against you. They want to learn, to expand, to do great and wonderful things. And that's what they got us here for. Now, starting home with parents. Parents, I want you to look at yourself. You mothers out there, you fathers, you aunties, you grandmothers, grandfathers, you cousins, whoever you might be. Look at the young folks that are around you. What are you really doing? How are you really being a great example unto their life? A lot of people sit up and cuss all day long. But then you look at your kids, and when you see them 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, 12 years old, and they cussing and everything else, then you want to beat them. See, I'm bringing this up to you because when I was young coming up, my grandmother used to do this. She used to cuss so bad. I'm serious, y'all. She used to cuss so bad. And so you know what? One day, I decided I was going to use one of those cuss words that I heard her saying. I went to school one day, and, you know, the kids was making a lot of noise, and the teacher was trying to get them to be quiet. And so what I did, I heard my grandmother, you know, the day before, had used the word shut up, and she used the word, she said, God blankety blank. And so I used it too. I went to school and used it too the same next day. Everybody was shocked. All the kids were shocked that heard me. And so what the teachers ended up doing is they sent a bad note home to my grandmother to let her know. But see, she wanted to whoop me behind that. really can't remember if she whooped me or not, but I'm just saying it's unfair. Come on, parents. Cussing around the kids, saying all kind of stuff, sitting around, smoking weed, just don't have no respect at all. Don't even have respect for yourself, number one. But I'm just saying, look at your children. Look at them. You play all kind of music, cussing in it, saying all kind of bad stuff. My heart goes out to the young folks right now. I got kids myself. They're not here with me. I mean, they're older now. You know, I got a boy and a girl that's 20 years old and a son 15 and a daughter 13. And so I've practiced because I know what the Bible say in Proverbs 22:6. It say, train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when they get older, they won't depart from it. So I know a lot of us, sometimes we sit around, we talk about how bad the kids are, and these kids ain't gonna never be this or they ain't gonna be that. Come on, y'all, get that book, Thug Journey. I want you to read about my life when I was young, of a lot of the stuff I experienced. But thank God I had to grow up and really, really get God in my life. And see, it don't take no near-death experience to change, but I had to go through all of this stuff because I didn't have godly people like that in my life to help change my life. I didn't have people like that really training me. But thank God for where I'm at today. I'm not going to just sit up and worry about what I didn't have, but now I'm looking at the fact that, hey, I'm saved now. So what am I here to do? Young kids, if you out there right now, you say, well, I ain't got nobody in my family who could ever teach me. Yes, you do. You got me, Thug Bishop. I'm your thug daddy. Listen to me. Whatever time my radio station come on, the broadcast come on, listen to the broadcast, and then I got another treat for you. I even come on each night live. You can hear me at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Get a pen and a piece of paper, people. I want y'all to write this down. I'm going to give you a number to the Thug Church phone line that you can call each and every night. I mentor young people. This is what I do. Parents, if you're in a position, you know that you out there and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, then let your young children call and hear the Thug Bishop. Let them find out about programs that we got going on right here in LBC, Long Beach, California. This is where Thug Church is at. This is where Change People Today is at. We're right here in Long Beach, California. If you want to see your children change their life, you really need to change for yourself, because it's one thing to send them over to the Thug Bishop, because, yeah, I can help them with correction, but what are you going to do when they go back to you, though? See, if you're still doing the same old stuff at the house yourself, your kids, it's just like they're living, they're getting a little light over here, but they're getting dark over here. They're getting a little light over here, they're getting a little dark over here. If you don't understand what I'm saying, hey, I always leave a number for you all to be able to reach the Thug Bishop. All you got to do is call Thug Productions at area code 562-591-7500. That number again is 562-591-7500. People, I am so serious. The world can change. The world can change. But you know what? God needs you, people. He needs you. So a lot of us sitting around talking about, well, when God changed me and he delivered me, come on, that's an excuse. You could change your life right now. You could change your life. I don't care how people look at me now. I'm saved. People can talk about me. They can say all of this stuff. I love my life in Christ. I ain't going to hide that. I love my life in Christ. I'm very excited that God allowed me to be living. It's been now, 20 years that I made it through that gunshot blast. Doctors only gave me 48 hours to live. They said if I did make it, that I'd be a vegetable. Come on. The laugh is on them. God spared me through all of that. He brought me here, right here in LBC, California, and where y'all hear me all around the world, just to tell you that Jesus is awesome. He saved my life. He'll do it for you. He want to do it for you, but you got to make up in your mind and your heart that, hey, I can't live the same way. That's what it took for me. I don't know what y'all think it take. I hear people say, oh, well, I got to get up and I got to go to church on Sunday. Come on, everybody going to church like it's a ritual type of thing. That's right, the Thug Bishop saying, I'm not hiding nothing. People just going to church like a ritual type of thing. What are you really learning? What are you really learning when you go to church? No, what you need to be doing is you need to be at home confessing Romans 10:9 into your life each and every day. Romans 10:9, it say, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's some thug revelation for you people. I hear people sometimes say, when I asked him, I said, hey, well, are you saved or are you living a righteous life? Oh, well, yeah, brother, I've been baptized 15 years ago. Come on, look. Baptizing does not save you. Romans 10:9 out of the Bible. Come on, y'all can look at it for yourself. Romans 10:9 is what'll save you. You ain't got to get up and run to no church to get saved. That was good to go to fellowship, but what I'm trying to tell you is you can get saved right now at your home, right now, as you listen to me. Just open up the book, Romans, the 10th chapter, 9th verse. It simply tells you, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart, God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it goes on to say, you know, with the heart, men and women believe unto salvation, but with the mouth you make a confession. That's what God wants you to do. I'm going to keep it simple for you. He just wants you to simply apologize. Apologize that you know you have not been living right. You have not been living right among your kids. Come on. That's another thing. Like I said, you know, if you so stuck to the point, because people are like this. A lot of people are selfish. You only look at you, but you ain't looking at the people who you affect up under you, especially, watch this, your children. Remember what I said? Proverbs 22:6a. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he get older, he will not depart from it. Now, watch this. My kids, nowadays, yeah, they run over here and they doing over there, but I have instilled in them the word of God. I've instilled in them the word of God. Now, do they do everything they're supposed to? No, but I'm not upset. You want to know why? Because they got so much righteousness in them that if they try to go over here and over there and do the wrong thing, they're going to be convicted every time. I'm going to live right. I'm going to do what's right. All of my children out there, I'm your thug daddy. I'm here to be a blessing to your life. If you have nobody around you, listen to the Thug Bishop. Listen, I wrote a song. It's called I Just Gotta Be Me. I'm a righteous man of God. I'm saved. I just gotta be me. I don't care what other people say. I don't care. Because a lot of people, you know, used to crack on me and tell me I'm old school, whatever, with my rap, stuff like that. But that's all right. Guess what? I'm a righteous man with an old school style, saved, but I'm jamming. I wrote this just for y'all kids. Want to be a blessing to you. It's called I Just Gotta Be Me.
I'm a blessing to the world. Don't hate on me. Cause I'm the capital T-H-U-double-G. Got my own swag and I'm happy with me. You don't like my style, baby, that's alright, G. Just step out the way and just let me be a bright light to the world, yo, it's my time, see. While the shine is on me, yo, I got to be an inspiration to the world through CBT. Thug Bitch, that's my name, and I'm living in fame. I rap 13 long years, still doing my thing. I had a lot of problems, rejection and pain. I had to go through all of that for God to build my name. But I'm the Thug, baby, with the double G. But now I'm on top, a whole lot's on me. I ain't broke no more, I'm financially free. I'm a blessing to the world, baby. I just gotta be me.
Man, you've been talking about me all my life, for real. But guess what?
Just gotta be me.
Man, you can say what you wanna say about me. What if you gotta say about my style?
I just gotta be me.
I'm the one that's out here doing this thing. I love what I'm doing.
Just gotta be me.
You can say what you wanna say about me.
I'm not the average young man, I'm one of a kind. With the Thug Stop Movement, I blow your mind. I love being a thug of the double G, cause it all got started through CPT. Change people today, yo, the industry. True homie under God, grace still on me. I will forever change and never want to be another hoodlum of the street of negativity. My community, yo, they loving me on how a real thug is supposed to be. Stop hurting your peeps and your family and breaking in the home of the elderly. Cause it's time to change, change people today, and be a leader to the kids coming up our way. Yo, it's all going down in the LBC. I'm a blessing to the world, baby. I just gotta be me.
I ain't gotta cuss on my record. For real.
I just gotta be me.
I'ma do what's right at all times. Y'all listen to me.
I just gotta be me.
I'm a positive voice into the world, and I'ma do this thing.
I just gotta be me.
I ain't gonna let nobody stop me. I'ma do it the right way all the time.
Now what about me? Who do I be? A man lost his sight, but never could see. A hoodlum on my life in poverty. So I went to go in front of D-O-double-G. I knew my destiny was the LBC. So look how it turned out for me. Oh wait, you know his fame. Snoop Dogg his name. The dog and the thug, this how we bang.
Everything we do is positive. No more living for the world derogative. Everybody get a good prerogative, so the world could be real positive. CPT energy is killing negativity. CPT energy is killing.
I just gotta be me.
It's my time, baby. My scene. To do what's right, boy.
I just gotta be me.
I struggled a long time, but I kept going. Righteous, doing the right thing.
Just gotta be me.
I didn't give up. I didn't give up. I'm the side.
I just gotta be me.
It's only popping. Can't nobody beat me at what I do.
Wow, that song right there, y'all. I just gotta be me. I love it so much. Because first of all, you know, young kids, this is what I want you to understand. And I want you to learn this, all my young people that's out there right now. Don't get caught up on the Joneses. Don't worry about who can rap better over here, or, you know, if they dress more fresher over here, or because you might not have what they have. Don't get caught up on that. What you can simply do is look at the gifting of what God put into your life. See, he made you unique. Young people, listen to me. God made you unique. You have your own style. That's why I wrote my song called I Just Gotta Be Me. Watch this. I love Snoop Dogg, but I can't rap like Snoop. Snoop got his own style. You hear me? You know, I got some gospel hip-hop people that's out there that I love. You know, BBJ. Oh, man. He off the chain. But I don't have his style. You know, he kind of sounds like Biggie Smalls, too, a little bit. But jamming. But I don't have his style. So you know what I had to do? I had to put together my own style for what's in me. And that's why I came up with this song. Just got to be me. I put more to it. I have the style of rapping. But I also got the style of how I'm going to live right, too. Because, see, young folks, don't get up under peer pressure. What? Because you see your friends smoking a cigarette? That means you got to go do it. Well, because the crowd that you hang with, all of them cuss, that means you got to do it. Come on, be leaders. I'm here to teach you to become a thug leader. THUGG, true homies under God's grace. Did y'all hear that? Under. And when you're under his grace, you learn how to become a leader and not a follower. Uh-oh, God want to make you the head, young folks, and not the tail. Please call me, young people. I want to hear from you. 562 area code 591. 7500 562 area code 591 7500. Say, I love the Thug Bishop. I just love Thug Bishop. He tell me the right thing to do. That's right. I'm here to tell you what's right, because I didn't have it right when I was young, and that's what caused for me to, you know, get shot and get blind. I got out there without nobody really could help me and teach me. My family, my own family members, you know, of course, you know, we had a lot of good times barbecuing and, you know, doing some events, but never really sat down and talk about righteousness. Never really sat down and talk about, you know, how to learn how to get out here and talk good and proper. See, this is another thing I teach young people. I don't want to hear y'all say yeah and hi and all of that stuff. Come on, learn to say yes, sir, and no, sir. I know sometimes y'all might hear people say, well, don't say that to me. You make me sound old. Come on, a lot of that right there, y'all, come from ignorance. You hear me? I said it. Thug Bishop said it. Y'all don't like it? You can call me 562 every code 591-7500. We need to be teaching young people the best there is to learn in life, to expand their minds. They have gifts and talents inside of them, and we can help them. A lot of us, we're older. I still rap myself, but the point of it is, it's not really about me no more. It's about the young people. It's about the young kids coming up. They're fresh. They're innocent. These are young millionaires coming up. We need to teach them also about getting out here messing up your credit. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all talking about spreading the gospel, the good news. All this is a part of the gospel. Teaching your kids about credit. Train up a child in the way he should go. Proverbs 22:6. When he get older, he won't depart from it. If you train them up right and teach them the right way, they won't get out there. They won't mess up their credit. But a lot of times, parents and leaders and teachers, I love you, elderly. I mean, I'm just saying, we can't teach them what's right because we too busy ourselves. Watch this. Trying to get over on the system yourself. You trying to get over on the system, blowing up phone bills. You ain't paying your bills on time, stuff like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Running up credit card debt, and what do you think the young people are learning? How can you really help them? How can we help them, people? Well, Thug Bishop, you sure got a lot to say about a lot of this stuff. I sure do, because I did not learn it. My people didn't teach me none of this stuff. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm turning around now, and I'm going to reach out to the community, whoever will listen to me out there, especially young people. I want you to get a hold of this. Thug Bishop been working on his credit. I'm not all the way there where I want to be, but I will tell you this right here. Some great stuff is happening to me.
Thug Bishop will be back right after these messages.
I'm coming through like a thug hurricane.
Want to know the journey of a true thug? Then get your copy of Thug Journey, The Thug Bishop Story today at thugjourneybookstore.com. Take a journey with Bishop R. Bell through his bout with alcoholism, drug dealing, getting shot in the head, and becoming blind, his legal name change, and eventually becoming the blind man who can now see through the eyes of Christ. Once again, that's Thug Journey, The Thug Bishop Story, available online at thugjourneybookstore.com. That's thugjourneybookstore.com. Remember, Thug is spelled with two G's, so get your copy today of the life story of a true homie under God's grace. That's thugjourneybookstore.com. thugjourneybookstore.com.
No, that don't sound like a bad idea.
I'm coming through like a thug hurricane. Thugaloo-yah.
Now back to Changed People Today, Thug Church, with the Thug Bishop.
Boy, I've been going and getting me some credit cards over here with Macy's, and I've been getting some credit cards with Kay's Jeweler. I've been extending some credit different places, but all of this comes from discipline. Discipline. Young folks, you got to be in discipline. You can't just get your money when you get it and just go out there and blow it. You know, parents, you help put kids in a bad situation, buying them cell phones and all of that, just to be sitting up talking, da-da-da-da. Come on, can we teach our kids greater? Well, you know, that's what I'm here for then. Changed People Today and Thug Productions, this is what we do. We mentor young people. We want to teach young people, young kids, how to become thug entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs, have your own business. You know, a lot of people, parents, we teach our children just go to school and, you know, get a good education and work. Well, I'm going to add to that right there. No, I'm going to teach kids, go to school and do what you got to do, but also learn how to become your own business owner. You know, why would you just want to make $10, $15 an hour, you know, when God can bless you to be an entrepreneur? Watch this, to have an unlimited income and you can make much money as you want. See, that's what I learned when I was young. But some of my mentors, like Dr. Stan Harris, taught me, say, look, he was like, people teach that stuff. He told me that J-O-B, watch this, he stands for just over broke. Oh my gosh, J-O-B stands for just over broke. So he was teaching me and showing me, even though I got the mindset anyway through my own ministry and organization to have unlimited income, now have I made all the money I want to make? Not exactly. I don't have everything I want, but time and being persistent. Young folks, you got to get this. You got to be patient. You learn patience and do what's right and work your business and do what's right. And you just focus on being great to people and, you know, being professional as much as you can to everybody that's out there, different business owners and leaders. You got other people that take you up under your wing and they will teach you some great stuff.
Still to this day, I got
mentors and leaders that's teaching me great things, even to expand even more and more and more. Now, y'all hear me on radio? Yeah, but you know what? It took some time and some effort to, you know, tell people my vision, my heart. So all you got to do, you want to get out there, you want to expand. Instead of robbing folks, because I know, you know, a lot of us and our family members, that's all we know, to go out there and be taken from people. Come on. Change that. Change it up. Change your life. Learn how to start asking questions. Learn how to sit down and get you a book and study and read, or get you a book on CD, something. You know, fill your mind with some information. Learn how to change your life. If you don't know what to do, how to get started, call me, Thug Bishop, 562 area code 591-7500, 562 area code 591-7500. I am mentoring each and every night, the day you hear this broadcast, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Pacific time. All you got to do, I tell you, get your pen and piece of paper ready, is dial area code 218-632-1140. When they ask you for that passcode, it's 262-777-pound. Now, that's called a Thug Church conference line, Thug Church phone line. You can call that number each night, 7 p.m. I'm mentoring young folks, older people, whoever you might be out there. You can get all kind of ideas from the Thug Bishop. This is what I'm here to do. I'm here to give you some thug motivation and some thug revelation to change your life. It is so easy. It is so simple to live a righteous life. Now, in living righteous, I must tell you this right here. Well, let me give you that number one more time. Area code 218-632-1140. When they ask you for that passcode, it's 262-777-POUND. And then, if you didn't get it, you can always give us a call at our Thug office, and we'll give it to you. 562, area code 591-7500. It will be right there on the answer machine for you. And you can call and get with us each night at 7 p.m. My time is up, people. I love y'all. God bless you. Until the next week, you better ask somebody. I'm the Thug!
It's another Thug journey. And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
It's another Thug journey. And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Thank you for tuning in to Change People Today Thug Church Broadcast with Bishop R. Bell, a.k.a. The Thug Bishop. If you would like to support this broadcast, just send a generous donation to Change People Today, P.O. Box 20644, Long Beach, California, 90801. Once again, that's Change People Today, P.O. Box 20644, Long Beach, California, 90801. You can also download the Thug Bishop's music at iTunes, CD Baby, and Real Rhapsody. He's Bishop R. Bell, a voice unto the world. Until next time, thugs up, people! Thugs up.